Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the great state of Arizona and beautiful downtown Lake Havasu City, it's The Richard Show. And my name is Richard Davey, I'm your host, and I wanted to start today with, I normally start with a prayer, but I want to talk about recent political standings, and that is with the Supreme Court. I think everybody's talking about it, it's in all the news, and where as Christians we should fall on this issue and what it means for the future. And so I briefly want to say that we were attacked as Christians yesterday, and that the Supreme Court, a body of unelected people, decided that they were going to make a decision that we had already weighed in on as Americans, and throughout the United States, as numbers came in, statistical data, overwhelmingly we voted, if you will, for the sanctity of marriage of one man and one woman. Yesterday, the Supreme Court turned that over, and now has forced that on every state in the union. I do want to say that, thankfully, in Texas, the ramifications are yet to be seen or heard, because what's going to have to happen is our lieutenant governor, Ken Paxton, our attorney general, will have to weigh in on this. And we know where he stands already on this, because he was right there with us when the vote came in regarding sanctity of marriage of one man and one woman. And so what's going to happen in Texas anyway, I can't speak for all the states, but what's going to happen is they're going to have to wait. The counties and those that are issuing the marriage certificates, really, really, they need to wait. Can they act without the authority of the and influence from Ken Paxton? Absolutely. They'll be doing it illegally and, more importantly, without regard to current Texas law. In addition to that, we have a issue also with the fact that we, in a good way, were protected because our pastors, we have a bill that passed in the Texas Senate back here about a month and a half ago, the Pastor Protection Bill. And what that's going to do is prevent then the those that may want to get married of same sex going to a church and demanding that that church marry them. That is not going to happen. So we do have protection for pastors and churches to prevent that sort of thing. However, in the long-term big picture approach, what we really have is another Roe v. Wade kind of deal, and that an abortion that we've fought for many years as Christians against. This is what's going to happen with the now mandate of gays and lesbians being able to be married and recognized in every aspect of life. And that is to say that they're going to have the ability then to have the tax purposes that we get as married couples today and many other areas of the government. And so, you know, if you're concerned, you're a Christian, you're listening to this show, and I know I'm talking about health and wellness, which I think has everything to do with what's going on in the political world today, and I talk about that often on the show. And so know that, you know, we're just entering a new battle, and certainly one that God is on our side on. You know, he's the one that created Adam and Eve and gave us that ability to procreate, and anything outside of that is not of God. And quite honestly, you know, this will have to be something that we, in addition to the abortion issue, that we're going to have to address. Hopefully it won't take as long to overturn and or at least have states individually pass laws that will circumvent what the federal government has tried to do. And then what we need is obviously legislators, not judicial legislators, which is not their purpose and position. They're not to legislate from the bench, yet they're doing that today. And so what we've got to do going forward is we've got to elect good Christian people or men of faith and women of faith that are willing to go to Washington and stand for truth, and in, by the way, in our states as well, because it begins at home. And then it also includes our local politicians as well. We have to pay attention to what these people are about. I mean, we have to understand where they stand on many of the important issues that we find important anyway in our lives. And that includes our food, which is where I want to take off. I met a couple recently at Smith's Grocery here in Lake Havasu City that were just getting started in organic food. They were buying raw organic food. They were buying fruits and vegetables starting out, and they were exploring the other foods that are available, like Amy's and others that are trusted brands. And I want to say, if you're listening to the show today, thank you for listening, one. And two, I think I told you 9 o'clock. Well, that was Texas time, not Arizona time. It's 7 o'clock in Arizona, and this will be my last show as I head back to Texas this next week in Arizona. But I wanted to correct that from the start. So if you're listening, thank you for listening, and know that it's normally 9 o'clock live show, and it is a show that you could call in live. And know that is our normal time at 9 o'clock, and it's Texas time, which is 2 hours behind or ahead, whichever way you want to look at it, from Arizona. Okay, I want to start with what's going on with Monsanto. They recently made a decision to buy Syngenta, and I talked about this, I believe, in the last show, but I wanted to elaborate a little bit further on what they're doing now. We know that Vermont and Connecticut up in that area, they're seeing some real change because their local politicians are trying to protect the people locally and get food labeling. Monsanto, of course, has been going after them and trying to sue them and change that. Which should be an insult to each one of us, because, and should awaken us and help us rise up to the fact that this big corporation is influencing through the Grocers Manufacturer Association, the GMA, we call it, lobbyist group in Washington, D.C., in a group that really most all the grocery stores are a member of. And so know that is something that you need to weigh in on and get it started on. And if you're listening to the show and you're learning about this stuff, the GMA is a huge influence on the products that really you find in Grocery Manufacturer Association is the one of the governing authorities of what actually goes on the shelves in your stores. Your grocery stores have, obviously, the ability to say yes and no, but when they become a member of a very powerful group like the GMA, they are influenced. And they're being told what's popular and what's selling, and they have statistical data that's motivating them to carry certain products. The good news is, because you're voting with your food dollars, when you go to the store, many of those Twinkies and different products that are out there, the junk food we call it, are taking a huge hit today. The billions and billions of dollars in losses that we're seeing, and that's a good thing, by the way, that are influencing others to not buy that stuff. It's nothing but man-made crap, and ultimately, in the end, you're the one that's paying the price in your health. You know, high blood pressure, diabetes, all this can be drawn back. Cancer can all be drawn back to our food supply, including beef that isn't grass-fed. You know, if it's hormone-enhanced and it has antibiotics, and if you ever watch any of these documentary like Food Inc. or any of them, they take you through that and show you the corporate farms today and what they're doing on a daily basis they think nothing of. They're literally going down the line as the cows are standing there giving milk, whatever it is they may be doing, and giving them shots to keep them from, because they're putting them in such filthy environments that are unhealthy for the animals, which is also affecting their quality of beef, by the way. they're injecting them full of antibiotics, which is causing a problem for us as well, because now we have an epidemic, we're reaching epidemic proportion, I should say, in the United States today, where we are getting to a point where we don't have solutions for our own problems now. I mean, that is because we're consuming the antibiotic beef, that's building up in our system and creating a problem when we have sicknesses and whatnot to find a solution, an antibiotic that would work. And so we're having a real problem nationwide and throughout the world with this because of the amount of antibiotics that they're putting in the chicken and the beef and all that. So be aware of that and know when you hear that or everything that you can buy at Walmart stores or anywhere, if it's USDA, whatever, and it doesn't say grass-fed on it, don't buy it. It's poison, as I call it, in a disease-ridden animal, and only because, and it's really sad because, you know, I grew up in a farming community, and we treated our animals with love and respect. We've went way off course, and now we've got corporate farms that are located out in the middle of nowhere. That's why we never hear about them. They do that purposely to keep that from you and I in our eyes. If we see it, then it affects us, doesn't it? And if we don't hear it and see it, maybe we hear but we don't see it, it doesn't affect us as much, and we tend to participate in whatever offering the stores may offer and enticements that they might have. And so know that, you know, there is a responsibility, a social responsibility that we have to the earth and to the animal. And I'm not an environmentalist kind of guy. I believe a lot of the lies have been told to move us in a different direction over the years. In fact, I've recently come out and suggested that our water supply, they're claiming we're having shortages and all that. And yet there is three oceans full of water below where you can drill for oil. I'm not really sure the depth of that, but it's quite deep. And that the problem that my brother and I were talking about the other day, and he brought up is he said, well, the problem is we don't have a pump that can pump it up. Well, this is America, and I don't believe that at all. I believe that we just haven't put the resources in to explore that, and that if there is a pump, it hasn't been revealed because, you know, there's another plan for us, and that is to keep fear in our view throughout the time to distract us and to get us to move in whatever direction they want us to. And they do it through fear and what I call propaganda, advertising, if you will. And so know that if we're going to change course, we've got to become more educated, and we have to really be aware of how they're advertising and how they're presenting the argument to us. We have to understand their language, and I'm speaking directly to the progressive language, which is now being considered patient communist. And so we've been socialized in America, and now we have to work our way back to the Constitution and back to liberty and freedom. In order to do that, we have to be aware of what's going on and understand the posturing that's going on to get us back there. And that includes our food supply. They're coming out now and saying words like natural. And by the way, I'm reading this book from a lady that wrote a book from the UK that has been investigating food additives and processed foods for over 20 years now. And she is making claims in the book and providing information to support it that this is all kabuki theater, and that if you're not part of that club, you don't get in the door at these at these huge meetings that they have yearly at some, you know, spot in the world, wherever that may be, in the UK or wherever, and American companies are right there with them, joining them and participating in them. And so know that if you're not part of the in crowd, that is, you don't have a badge that says you're part of the food service, you're part of the processed food industry, you don't get in, and you are kept in the dark about the truth of what's going on inside those doors. And what's going on is much like what is going on in American manufacturing today and has been going on. I used to go to shows all the time myself when I was in the industry of food service, which is my history. I used to own a company, and prior to that I worked for a company that sold commercial refrigeration, restaurant equipment, that sort of thing. So we call that food service. And in that industry, we had meetings and we had conventions every year. And as we went to those conventions filled with all kinds of equipment, there were food people there as well, processed food people, selling us on the idea why they needed certain pieces of equipment to do the processing that they do. So there was some information being given at that level, but not near what we had any idea of how these things are being created in labs, and I call it the white coats, and how science really has taken a very dangerous turn, and that's been going on since 1978 and into the 80s, and really in the 90s, say 92 is when it really started taking off when we talk about processed food. And so know that, you know, if you're going to go out and make intelligent decisions, you need to be an educated buyer. You're not going to get that education from the grocery store because they happen to be in a neutral position, which is not what their position should be necessarily, because if they know the products that they have on the shelf, they're not real. And that is a fact, that when we talk about processed food, look at the ingredients list today. It's not real, and that goes back to the lady that I'm reading the book I was telling, Joanna Blythe. Joanna Blythman. She has a book out called Swallow This. I would recommend that book. You can go to Amazon.com and find it, because it's very enlightening. When you read what's really going into your food, it literally, as you're reading this stuff and she's giving you the truth of what's going on behind closed doors at these meetings and whatnot, it literally makes you sick to your stomach, because these people are celebrating chemical-laden ideas because they created it in a lab, and they're excited about that. In fact, as we look at that in today's food environment, that's toxins going into your body that you're already getting from your water. If your water, local water supply, another lie is the fluoridation of the water. That's been a truth for many, many years, and a lot of water districts have taken fluoride out. Where does fluoride come from? The phosphorus industry, from the aluminum industry, and we call that byproduct. That's the waste product that they convinced, and they put it in bombs years ago too, that in World War II. Do the history on that and prove me out on that. But the point is, in the end, they convinced them in the 40s to start putting in the water because it was good for our teeth. And the teeth have gotten better, young people, whatever. Well, that's not necessarily true. The biggest problem with your teeth is sugar. And we're finding out that a lot of the sugar that we're eating today is processed, highly processed, and comes from sugar beets. Not from sugar cane, sugar beets. So should we make the switch to sugar cane? Does that make it all right? No. Sugar is still a problem, and it's causing problems with your teeth. You want healthier teeth? Get away from fluoridation, because we're also finding out that it affects other organs in your body. Your body is not does not need the amount of fluoride that they're putting in the water supply. And by the way, just so you know, and for those that are familiar with water and the fluoridation that is naturally coming from the earth, yes, I'm aware of that, and I know that that's already happening. That's why we don't need, God puts the right amount in the earth and what we have in our water, so there's no need for an excessive amount. And yet today, the industries that had a problem, that is, they didn't know where to dump this waste, they convinced a lot of people for a very long time, and millions of our tax dollars were spent on a product that was really making us ill. And I can get into the depth of that and why that happened, but I'm going to spare you and suggest that you read UN Agenda 21. Go to UNAgenda21.com, or .org, I believe it is, or just Google UN Agenda 21 and be prepared to read things that will make you probably depress you at times, and at other times just make you feel like, what in the world is going on here? And this is being driven by UN, by the UN. You should be aware of that, because a lot of what's happening in the world today directly correlates and directly goes back to UN Agenda 21. I wanted to read a little update. Hang on just a second here. I'm trying to find. I got an email early this morning, and I wanted to highlight some of the things that I read on that. Let's see. Well, here's one. Monsanto, you can run, but you can't hide. They're talking about Monsanto when they made a deal to with the FDA and USDA to continue to sell GMOs, and the GMOs has no scientific proof. This has all been a lie from the very beginning, since 1978 forward. And so when they say the GMO safety, it is not. And you just need to do your homework on that. Let's see. As if it weren't bad enough, Monsanto is looking to buy chemical giant Syngenta. We are aware of that, and that they are also talking about, as they buy them, that is moving their corporate headquarters from Missouri, which is currently where they're at, to London, England. Now, how does that help us? Well, it really doesn't, because their influence in the United States, and as it has in most of the world, is still very negative and is a real problem. If you want to take a stand on the bill that's in the Senate and the Congress right now, it came out of the House, H.R. 1599, I would encourage you to call your local senator and congressman and find out where they stand in 1599, H.R. 1599. H.R. 1599 is a labeling, a non-labeling bill, a bill that will prevent you and I in our local state level from ever finding out what's truly in our food, if you read Joanne Blythman's book, you'll find out that what they're doing is now all those 50,000-letter words that they have describing what's in your food that you and I scratch our head and say, I don't know what that is, and buy it and eat it. They're now getting rid of that and replacing it with natural or limited or whatever. And again, it's all part of the lie to get you to buy, again, the same man-made product that they are trying to convince you is what you have to eat. And that's not true, that you have choices. And I'm thankful for those that are, especially that couple that I met that are getting started. They were retirees, and quite honestly, they were trying to figure it out. And I'm very thankful for that, because a lot of people, as they get into their elder years, they never really understood the issue, and so they tend to go along to get along. These people are actually stepping outside the box, which I'm very thankful for. And again, they're voting with their dollars, which is what is very important in the end. You have to, if you want to take a stand and change the system in the direction that it's going, you got to quit empowering them by giving them your money. Not only are they being subsidized by our federal government, and the only way to stop that is to get those congressmen and senators on your side and making them aware of where you stand, calling them, writing them. Yes, it does work. It does influence them in the number of calls and the number of emails that they receive. And then your next option is to go to the grocery store and vote with your dollars. I promise you, they're tracking everything we do today, everything we buy. And so as you go through that line and use your little deal that gives you a discount, which, whatever, that's a marketing gimmick. But, you know, the bottom line is, if you don't have it, you pay more, right? But if you'll submit to them tracking you, and that's really what it is, then you're also sending a message. If all you have in your cart is non-GMOs and organic, you're sending a message to that grocery store, I'm not interested in the 15,000 or a million items that you have in your shelf that's man-made. We have no interest in that, and we're voting with our dollars when we do that, which sends a huge message because they're losing billions of dollars, these companies like Monsanto and Cargill and the ones that are behind all this negative advertising, and I call it, and the lie that is the food system today. And so you're hurting them, and you're making a difference. And I'm telling you, we can change the course. We claim that we're at a tipping point right now, and that is to say that we're so close to turning the tide on the food that all we need is just a few more people to join and support those organizations that are trying to fight the Washington elites and the cartel that is Washington today, which are your lobbyists, which is the GMA and many others. And so you do that by voting with your dollars. And I know you're already paying in taxes, and they're taking that money and doing things that you wish they wouldn't do. But in order to stop that, you've got to get your congressman and senator on your side. And trust me, if you let them know and they don't do what you want them to do, they know that their next term could be sacrificed. And these politicians, I don't know what happens to people when they go to Washington, but they want to stay there. You know, I think they really, some of them convince themselves that they're going to make some huge difference and that they have to stay because they're the only ones that can do it. I say term limits is the way to handle that, and every two terms we get rid of them and get somebody new, and that may be some thinking dangerous, maybe getting rid of a good guy, but quite honestly, in the end, what we're trying to do is keep a fresh approach and the new ideas that, you know, that these new people that are going to connect with us locally on before they go to Washington, and they're going to say and do whatever we want them to do, and initially in the beginning, because they have fear of losing that opportunity to go back even for a second term. So that's where we start if we're going to take America back. If you have, you know, if you have the ability to get educated, go to places like Mercola.com and Organic Consumers, and there, you get started with a couple of those, you'll start getting emails. Sign up for their emails. You'll start getting emails from multitude of holistic websites that you'll be able, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for if you have interest in. I talk about the sources that I use every week, and I do that to give you, empower you to be able to go out then and make those right and educated decisions. Well, it's the end of the show. I want to thank you for listening today, and may God be with you, and pay attention and stay in his word and stay healthy, America.